Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Corey Myers. The White House says President Biden will be taking precautions in the wake of his wife's positive COVID-19 test.
President Biden tested negative last night for COVID-19 and tested negative again today. He's not experiencing any symptoms.
Tropical Storm Lee expected to rapidly intensify into what's being called an extremely dangerous hurricane in the Atlantic Ocean by this weekend. That's according to the National Hurricane Center. While it's too soon, they say, to determine the location and magnitude of the impacts, that tropical storm packing maximum winds right now of 65 miles an hour. It's about 1,300 miles east-southeast of the northern Leeward Islands, according to the Hurricane Center. Those islands include the Virgin Islands, St. Martin, and Antigua. Former Proud Boys Chairman Enrique Tarrio sentenced yesterday to 22 years in prison for what's called seditious conspiracy and leading a failed plot to prevent the transfer of power from Donald Trump to Joe Biden.
On Tuesday, U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly sentenced Enrico Tarrio to 22 years. Tarrio was not there on the day of the January 6th riots, but prosecutors successfully painted him as, in their words, a general rather than a soldier that day. Tarrio was one of four Proud Boy leaders to be convicted on the Civil War era charges. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Drug intoxication suspected in the death of 32-year-old festival goer at Burning Man, where some 70,000 attendees were trapped in the remote Black Rock Desert in Nevada over the weekend due to heavy rains and thick mud. Leon Reese, 32, of Truckee, California, died Friday after he was found unresponsive. This is USA News.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Former NFL wide receiver Mike Williams reportedly died yesterday at the age of 36. Spectrum News in Buffalo reporting that Williams was working at a construction site when he suffered injuries in an accident. Williams, a Buffalo native, attended Syracuse University and as a true freshman in 2006, led the team with 461 receiving yards. He was an All-Big East selection the following season, but was suspended for the 2008 season for academic reasons. He played in the NFL for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Buffalo Bills, and the Kansas City Chiefs. Coast Guard officials arrested a Florida man after they intercepted his unusual hamster wheel contraption that they say he was allegedly attempting to run across the ocean to London in. 44-year-old Riza Bellucci facing federal charges after he was rescued 70 miles off Tybee Island, Georgia, by Coast Guard officials. And this is not his first attempt to run on water in his hamster wheel. Officials say he attempted similar voyages in 2014, 2016, and 2021. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner going their separate ways. The singer filing a petition for divorce in Florida yesterday in Miami-Dade County. That petition states the marriage is irretrievably broken as grounds for dissolution. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. And this is what we're looking at in today's America. You know, we play identity politics, have contempt for anyone who disagrees with us. And we've submitted to the false dialectic that there are only two groups. And if someone doesn't belong to your group, they belong to the other group. And thus become our target, right? The two major political parties serve to prop up this notion, and the media fans the flames of the conflict. The division is palpable. The polarization undeniable, and regardless of where one stands politically, it is obvious that we are not living together very well. Dr. Dorothy Logan joins us. She's the author of the book, The Unraveling, The American Fabric Undone. Dr. Logan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wow. What a great book that you've presented to us here, because you've captured what is happening in our country and the challenge that our audience has, Dr. Logan, because they'll say to me, "Go, okay, I see the problem. I don't want to do it." It's almost like the Apostle Paul that said, "You know, the very thing I don't want to do, I do. That which I don't, I do." I mean, we're in this quandary. It's like we're stuck in this bucket of gum. And how do we get out of this?
Well, you want me to jump all the way to the end of the book where I give some hope to the situation.
well, because you know the end from the beginning. So we'll go back and give people some highlight and hope here, okay? So they'll stay with us because, yes, this is a process, no doubt.
So the first thing is to consciously know that this is what you're dealing with and to decide to jump outside what's expected. Because if we're not aware that we have a problem, there's no way to fight it. So I think the very first thing is to jump outside the narrative, jump out what's expected of us by all the messages that we're receiving everywhere in our lives, and do something different.
Right. Yeah, I've repeatedly said. In fact, I asked this question. Oh gosh, almost a year ago. Who told you? Who told you to hate Donald? In this case, was the title of the column was "Who told you to hate Donald Trump?" And this is where we are right now in the division of our country. People are getting lazy. We're not doing our own homework, and thus we're responding to 8-second sound bites and bumper stickers.
And it's more than that, though, because everywhere we go, we are faced with the messaging, and they've managed to put the easy messaging into those 8-second bites. It's the complicated thought process and trying to think for ourselves. You say we're lazy, but we're apathetic. We might be busy trying to live our lives, survive in the world that they've created for us. But the messaging is ubiquitous. It's coming in from everywhere and all angles. And so we're shaped by that. Our viewpoints are shaped by that unless we're aware that this is happening. They will be shaped in probably a very negative way.
Well, and as you say, this is the America they created for us. It's not our America, but they've created it for us. And here we are, you know, blessed by a country that has a document with the three most important words that has ever been written in the document. Says, "We the people." It really puts the responsibility upon the people. So we have the very thing that we've allowed to be created, that we keep perpetuating. But like you said, you know, we've got to step out of it and quit complaining about it, evaluate it and say, okay, let me be that change that I want to see happening in this next America for the next generation.
Absolutely. And I think part of that is understanding that there is a desire and an intense effort to destroy the very foundation upon which the country was founded, the fabric of our country that we're used to living within, the American way of life. They've declared and they admit that they want to destroy it. And so we have to believe them. And once we become aware of that, we have to do everything we can to shore up those values and to shore up that foundation and the threads with which this country, the tapestry of this country, was woven together.
Well, Dorothy, I think people are shocked, you know, to think that what ignited this all was a politician that people had hoped would have given us a different outcome. And he told everybody that we were days away from the fundamental transformation of America. Well, here it is. I mean, we're living out this fundamental transformation and realizing that, you know, as people along the way going, wait, what? Well, first of all, I mean, they all clapped and they got all excited. Oh, this is going to be, you know, a new America. We really have it. But his idea of the fundamental transformation and our idea of what, you know, that meant, you know, we're starting to realize, and as you said, we've got to come together and begin to discern and evaluate, okay, is that the kind of America that we want to live in?
And I think that messaging back then, the fundamental transformation of America, and people were applauding that, should have been very a warning to the American people, because that was a forewarning of this idea that we're going to transform our country from a constitutional federal republic into a democracy. And that's what I see now going on. You know, Samuel Adams was never my favorite founding father, as it were. But this idea that it doesn't take a majority to prevail, but just an irate, tireless minority intent on lighting the brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. However, we don't have that irate, tireless majority. We are minority. We have, but the other side does. And this idea of, and the ubiquitous messaging includes this idea of democracy over freedom, democracy over republic, democracy over federalism, democracy in the place of freedom, democracy equals freedom, and Western societies are based on democracy. And that terminology, that fundamental transformation, comes directly from that narrative of democracy. And I and part of the intent of the book that I wrote in that primer, in that first section, was to link those ideas together so people can understand at a very basic level that this is what we're dealing with.
Well, words matter. That's what you're pointing out. And the words that we've taken for granted basically have been hijacked. And we're talking apples to oranges here. And this is where critical thinking must come in, because we just assume that everybody thinks the same and we're all thinking in the continuation of this great American idea, when it's clear that there are antithetical forces that are doing everything they can, you know, to disrupt it. Because from day one, when America came to be, it was, you know, the other countries that said, how dare they? Who do they think they are to break away from the pack and do something different that nobody else has done? And then, of course, you bring in the element of faith, and that it was God who gave our founding fathers and blessed them with this idea. Oh, my God, that was anathema. Heads were exploding, and they've been doing everything they can to come against God himself and the promises that he gave to this great country, I believe.
Indeed. We have this idea of when we think about Christianity, Judeo-Christian principles, you know, Christianity is the foundation, is the underpinning, the ultimate shield against the destruction of our country. And so, and why? I mean, there's other monotheistic religions or faith practices where that demand an objective measuring stick, because that's part of it too. But the idea of meaning in the Western civilization comes from the Bible. We can have shared meaning even though we all speak different languages.
Okay, well, let's pick it up from there on the other side. More from Dr. Dorothy Logan.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. Dorothy Logan continues with us. She says, from police reform to LGBTQ issues, diversity, race, and immigration, Americans are divided. She's the founder of Freedom Academy, a self-described political philosopher and lover of liberty. The professor says this is all happening in America, not by accident. Dorothy, in the initial chapter, you know, we had mentioned that words matter and they have meaning. And the idea of a democratic republic, and sometimes what happens is people want to interchange a democratic republic with the term democracy. They are not one in the same. And our founding father said that, was actually Benjamin Franklin was asked, well, what kind of government did you guys come up with? He said, a democratic republic, if you can keep it, right?
Right. And I feel as though we have no longer been able to keep it. I mean, it was created for a religious and moral people. And if you look around, even if most people believe they are still religious and moral, the evidence is not found in society today. I think the great American experiment in that regard is over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, not that long ago, when you and I were growing up, it was about 80, maybe at a height of 90% of the people believed in God. I think now the latest polls, you know, have it down to 60%. That's a huge dip. And this is why we're seeing, a post-Christian America. And we're all paying the price. I mean, let's take the Ten Commandments out of the classroom hallways. Look what's happening there, abortion running rampant, people killing their children. And as if that's not enough, let's get doctors to, to castrate them and give them puberty blockers and, alter their lives, for the rest of their lives, with this new thought. I mean, we're unhinged.
Unhinged is a good way to put it. We've invited it in, as you indicated before. And the people, this idea that we are turning against Christianity or not believing in God, we have to believe in something. And so, yes. or we become ungovernable. It could be the party, it could be the government, it could be, we saw a great push in science, let's believe in the science, follow the science. But the destruction of Christianity, I think, for the most part, is coming from within. They've rejected absolute truth, this idea of progressive Christianity, or, salad bar Christianity. I'll pick what I like and what doesn't work for me. I'll just put over on the side. It starts to erode the values and the way of thinking and the idea of meaning, and also the very idea of secularism, as we invite government into areas of our lives that they were never meant to be.
Yeah. I often hear from people, Dorothy, they'll ask me, say, is God judging us? And I think sometimes we're just judging ourselves because we're violating the laws, God's laws that have been well established. It's like defying gravity. We want to continue to leap off of buildings and somehow think that we're going to end up with a different result. I mean, we're violating godly principles, and the violation of those principles have us paying a price. You've got the likes of, I think people that are blessed for this time that look into these issues from a spiritual perspective, like Jonathan Kahn, and he lays out the similarities of what the children of Israel did and how they defied God and the judgments that followed. And here we are, America, another country that I think it's quite clear, it's inarguable, to accept that God's hand was upon the early founding of this nation, and there was some covenant relationship. And so you can see the patterns, similar patterns to how Israel was judged. And they said, God judged it. But I see it somewhere that because the laws are already established, God's system of outcome have already been there, that when you violate, it's like violating gravity. Does that make sense?
Absolute sense. And I talk a lot about natural law, and we understand it in the physical realm, but the natural law exists in the spiritual and moral realm as well. And there's always consequences to defying the law. But I think what makes Christianity a bit different, or our society different from the covenant between God and Israel, is that Christ set us free. It's for freedom's sake that he set us free, and we have this idea of freedom. What people forget is the freedom to do good is the freedom to do evil, but doing evil doesn't come without the consequences.
Exactly.
So I think you're absolutely right saying we're doing this to ourselves, or that we're bringing judgment upon ourselves because we've chosen to use our freedom to do evil instead of good.
getting back to the word democracy, and you bring it out quite clearly, and I think some people misunderstand, you know, the difference between a democratic republic and a democracy, right?
Absolutely. Democracy, based in Rousseau's mind, is the way we transform society from being civilized, and your conscience is only is what society has imposed. Democracy is simply a method, a political method of transferring power from one group to another group, which is why the two-party system is crucial or necessary for a democracy, and because we want to take power from one group and give it to another. And what we see playing out is not a threat to democracy. This is the result of believing we live in a democracy where we see a two-tier justice system, or we see political or political prosecutions, or we see rights being taken from one group but given to another group. And we call it hypocrisy, but this is actually the result of believing we live in a democracy. The winner gets to decide what's right and wrong. The winner gets to decide who has rights and who can be protected. And thus we have this desperation and scrambling to be on the winning side. I think it's kind of baked into our experience by now.
And what it ends up costing us is the highest calling and blessing that God has given us, and that's freedom.
Absolutely.
Right?
Because we were given this freedom, and I believe that the constitutionalism in its complete form, as was brilliantly laid out by our founders, I think was set to protect our liberties. And that's what this new government was all about, this new role of government. Give it enough power to protect our rights and freedoms and not enough power to take it away. We have instead said, give us a king, tell us what to do, take our rights away. We just want to be on the winning side. We want to be the oppressor instead of the oppressed. And so we've given up that freedom in the political realm, but also in doing so, we are handing over our freedom to do that good, to lean into all the good that we were created to do and all those good works that we were created to do.
Exactly. We're back to might makes right, right?
Absolutely. Numbers make right. Whoever's in power gets to decide what's right and wrong, what's good and evil, what's just and unjust. There's no
About 2 minutes left here. I want to circle back to what we first talked about, and you said, "Well, I was jumping, you know, to the end of the book and solutions." So I'm going to let you talk about this because, and again, the best way to really fully understand, and as we say often in the show, is that you must own your own knowledge. Don't just take our word from it. I mean, hopefully the conversation that we're having here about Dorothy's book, The Unraveling, The American Fabric Undone, it motivates you to do a deeper dive and to check it out and ask some of these tough questions. And because, you know, I still believe in the American people, Dr. Logan, and I believe that we can do something about this, but we must realize that we're in a very unhealthy situation, but we can be healthy again, can't we?
We can. We need to lean into our autonomous voluntary associations, friendships, relationships, authentic relationships, and to create them with people with whom we disagree. We need to be curious instead of with a need to be right. We need to enter every conversation. We need to ask every single question and follow it up with but why. Come up with all possible answers to questions even answers we don't like that go against what we think we believe. We need to start questioning our own selves, what we believe, why we believe it, and how can we support that, but also others. Be curious about what they believe. You might learn something from them as well.
Yeah, I mean, you're speaking to a microwave generation that stands in front of the microwave and says, hurry up. This is going to be a process, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be some tough work, but hey, look, at our founding fathers did it before, and we can do it again. Dr. Dorothy Logan, thank you, Dorothy. Take care.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. The White House says President Biden will be taking precautions in the wake of his wife's positive COVID-19 test. Tropical Storm Lee expected to rapidly intensify into an extremely dangerous hurricane, possibly a Category 3 in the Atlantic Ocean by this weekend, according to the National Hurricane Center. Former Proud Boys Chairman Enrique Tarrio sentenced yesterday to 22 years in prison for seditious conspiracy and leading a failed plot to prevent the transfer of power from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. Drug intoxication suspected in the death of a 32-year-old festival goer at Burning Man, where some 70,000 attendees were trapped in the remote Black Rock Desert in Nevada over the weekend due to heavy rains and thick mud. The official cause and manner of his death are still pending. Corey Myers, USA News.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We're back with you. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. We're going to have Craig, and I hope I'm saying this name correctly, Delicio, like Delicious, Craig Delicious, Craig Delicio, his new book, An Orphan in the House of God. The author shares the intimate details of growing up in a dysfunctional, chaotic family and his desperate attempt to reach out to God, a God that he didn't understand. And as he entered adulthood, he came to realize that a spirit of orphanage was keeping him trapped and unable to experience the childlike faith and joy that Jesus taught. He's authored some 6 books. He has a BS degree from Liberty University in religion and is an award-winning mortgage banker just for fun. Why not? Hey, Craig, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Bill, thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for, to be this vulnerable. To lay it out all out in this book, An Orphan in the House of God. Why did you feel like you had to write this book?
Well, I sure didn't want to. This all started with a conversation with a coworker when I was still working at Liberty University, I guess 7 years ago now. And it just started churning up a lot of ground in my heart. And I had realized this, you know, something that was really had been troubling me with my spiritual life my whole life, that I couldn't really figure it out. And I started, as I started thinking about it and praying about it, and God started revealing things to me, God specifically told me you need to write this. And, and I've written, this is my 7th book, and the only one I really didn't want to write. So, but I felt as I was experiencing it that, you know, I wasn't the first person to go through this and to have this situation. And I felt, you know, I remember asking God at one point, like, well, shouldn't I write this when it's done? Like, don't you need to heal me this first? And, and I felt him tell me, no, it needs to be raw. You need to go through this and I'll walk you through it and I'll heal you as I write it. And,
wow.
And I think that made it more more vulnerable, and it's, you know, the first half of the book is hard to get through. It was hard for me to write it. There were times I literally broke down, revisiting some of the things that I experienced. And now, you know, being a dad for 25 years, it's really hard to look back. And there was times I would say out loud, like, you know, how could you do that to a 5-year-old boy? And,
right.
But it brought great healing to me, and it's touched a lot of people. So,
well, as you were going through this, Craig, as painful as it was, you're older, and you're seeing this a little bit in with a different spiritual understanding, and probably realizing, my God, there's strongholds here I didn't even know I had. Right?
Yeah, very much so. Very much so.
And so, but God says he's going to walk you through it. You know, as you relate this, it reminded me of the scene in The Chosen, when little James was told by Jesus that he was going to go out and talk to people and heal people. And he's kind of like, well, hello. I mean, essentially, you know, have you looked at me? I'm not healed. Who am I to go and talk to people about being healed? I'm a mess. And, Jesus encouraged him and said, no, this is how God's going to work through you. And it was a leap of faith, in a sense, you know, for little James to go and take the gospel message and trust that God was going to work through him. And as I'm hearing you relate the story, I revisit that powerful scene in The Chosen. Does that relate to you at all? Did you remember seeing that?
I don't remember that scene, but I that is very accurate. So I looked at this and I thought, number one, I thought, well, who's going to relate to this spirit of orphanage? I've never, you know, I've heard there's been a bunch of books written about healing our father image of God. You know, we tend to project our view of God, our view of our earthly fathers onto God and see him the same way we saw our fathers.
Right.
But I found out that was only half of it. What that also does is it changes how we see ourselves as children. And, you know, there's a lot of verses in scripture. Jesus said, let the little children come to me and don't prevent them because the kingdom of heaven is like this. And until you become as a child, you'll never understand the kingdom of heaven. But what if you never, I had no archetype for being a child. Chronologically I was, but I had to grow up really quickly. And I didn't have that opportunity to just be a kid. A child can be outside playing and having fun with their friends and can bring that joy into the house. And, you know, I wasn't allowed to do that growing up. And and there was, you know, I didn't find out about my biological dad until I was 21. And there was a lot of, you know, a lot of subterfuge and a lot of deceit that I wasn't aware of. But there was always this feeling like, you know, why can't I get my dad to love me, or my stepfather? It turns out because he wasn't my dad.
You didn't know him as your stepfather. You thought he was your dad.
Yeah, I was told that. So he came into my life when I was almost five, and I remember asking my mom one time, like, why don't I have any memories of dad? And she said it's because he sailed on tankers, which he actually did. He sailed tankers when they met. Mm-hmm. That had nothing to do with why I had no memories of him. She said, you know, well, it was because he was out to sea and you just don't remember. It just wasn't, they didn't meet till I was, you know, like 4 and a half. And, but that's what I was told. And so I just grew up thinking that was my dad and there was no bond. There was no connection. He really didn't like me. I mean, just point blank, he didn't like me. And, and I couldn't figure that out. Of course, I didn't know the truth. And so I just assumed that it must be something I was doing wrong. When you're a child, your parents are godlike. They can,
exactly.
That's why abuse is so insidious, because children will always think that it's something they did, because parents never do wrong in a child's eyes, you know? And I just didn't have the opportunity to just be a child and to wake up every morning with the assumption that, if nothing else, you know, all things being equal, my parents loved me and would do anything for me. I didn't have that. Mm-hmm. And it was actually my own fatherhood with my daughter that was, you know, God showed me the archetype that this is what it's like.
Right.
You didn't have it, but you gave it to your daughter. And that's what it was like.
Wow. It took you being an adult to realize there was a clear difference. This idea of spirit of orphanage. Unwrap that for our audience here, if you would.
Yeah, I do believe that Satan will try to counter anything God does. I mean, we're told that all through Scripture. We look at the different idols and false gods that were set up. We look at the way when Daniel was praying and the strong man of Persia came and withstood the answer to that prayer for 3.5 weeks, and it took an intervention from an archangel Michael to actually tilt the battle in the favor of the prayer being answered. When Paul talks about we cry by spirit of adoption, we cry Abba Father. I would read that. I've been a Christian since I was 9 years old. I'll be 60 tomorrow. I mean, for 51 years.
Happy birthday, Craig.
Well, thank you. And for 51 years, I've read that verse, and it just would pass over it. Like, what is he talking about? A spirit of adoption? And I didn't think it was literal, and it is. Through the Holy Spirit, we are adopted, and I believe that Satan counters that. For some of us, I mean, not all of us have that kind of a foothold in our hearts that he could create a stronghold out of it. But I think he, there's a spirit of orphanage that would steal that from us if possible, and if not, at least minimize it. And I never could quite understand, well, what does it mean to cry Abba, Father? And I, my bachelor's is in religion. I understand the Hebrew meaning of that term and the endearment, but it just, it was like an empty word to me. I didn't have any sort of endearment with my dad. And then my biological father, I didn't meet him face to face. I was 43. He wanted no relationship. He rejected me till the day he died.
Wow.
He died while I was writing this book, in fact. He died a year ago. And it was, that orphan feeling. I remember reading, I love reading classics, and I read Oliver Twist. And when I got to the section where it described him asking for more, I broke down and cried because it was a perfect description of how I viewed myself as a believer. I was do nothing. I couldn't. I was starving to death, but didn't ask for more. I could ask for somebody else. I could fall on my knees and pray for anyone else and pour my heart out and believe that they were being answered. But for me, I wouldn't even bring it up.
You just felt like you were unworthy?
Yes, and I was like, I didn't matter. I was on my own. Make it on your own. I'll see you when you get here. And that was how I was raised.
Well, I'll tell you what, we got to go to a quick break. We'll pick it up more from Craig after this. Stay with us.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He is Craig D'Alessio. And his new book, An Orphan in the House of God, as he laid this out, as he's going through really this metamorphosis in writing this book, Craig, that God said, look, you've got to write this book. And in the process of dealing with the details and just being wide open, vulnerable, you know, God was able to do his healing work on your spirit, right?
Yeah, it took writing the book to get there, and it was a real eye-opening moment. I started writing this book January 22nd of 2022. Mm-hmm. And by August, I was 8 months into the process and exhausted from it. I had spilled my heart out about what I remembered and growing up, and I had done some research on it. I was the first book I've ever done where I actually found that, just went and did research, and I found out that this actually is a true psychological anomaly, that it's called emotional orphanage, and it's something that's books written about it, and you can have parents you can grow up in a house with parents, but have all the traits of an orphan because of the way you were raised. And my dad died August 6th of last year. I think it was right after my dad died, and I was sitting on the couch. I get up very early.
This is your biological father, right?
My biological father. Right. Yeah. Right. And with him, when he died, it was over. There, I had been pursuing, a bare minimum, just a recognition of me for, by that point, I guess, 30 years. And he would tell me, yeah, I want to get a test. I'm not sure you're my son, but he would never show up for the test. He would never give me that. And he kept denying it. The rest of the family just embraced me right away when we found each other. He was one of 14 children, so I have a lot of cousins.
Oh, wow.
All my uncles are gone now except him. But this one particular morning, it was really early, and I was sort of digesting my dad's dying and what that meant to me. And I had really just had it. I just prayed. I said, God, I can't write anymore. You got to show. It's time to get to, show me what this is supposed to look like. I still don't know. I've been writing for 8 months. I still don't know what it is to be your child. Like, what are my rights and privileges? What does it look like? And in an instant, I had this clear vision. It was a memory of, this had actually happened. This wasn't like some mystical thing. I just remember it in such clear detail. Mm-hmm. My daughter was 4 years old, and it was my weekend with her. Her mom and I divorced when she was 18 months old. She really didn't know us together, really. Uh-huh. It was my weekend. We were at our house, and I had a little office at my house in a spare bedroom. And I was in my office, and my daughter comes running in and jumps up in my lap and says, "Daddy, can I have a Barbie Jeep?" And she apparently had seen the commercial for it on TV or something. It was actually on my radar at the time because it was getting close to Christmas, and she was at the Barbie phase, and she already had one of those Power Wheels we drive around in them.
Right, exactly.
And I said, yeah, but, you know, I can't go out and get it today, but it's really close to Christmas. Why don't we see, we'll put it on your list, and either Santa or Daddy will get it for you. And she was fine with that, and she gave me a hug, and she went back and watched TV or whatever she was doing. And I remember, you know, I sat on my couch remembering that and thinking, and God just telling me, like, look at what she did. She ran into my room, jumped in my lap, didn't worry about whether she was interrupting me, didn't beg and plead and tell me she would be good and she would clean her room and get good grades. She didn't have to bargain. She just asked, and she knew if unless it's bad for me, if my dad can do it for me, he'll do it for me.
Right.
And
right.
And when I said I couldn't go do it that minute, because I had a track record of always doing what I said, she knew. All right, Dad said, I'll get it someday. And she was fine with that. And
right.
God just broke me down right there and said, that's what you've been missing. When Paul said, come boldly to the throne of grace, that's what boldly looks like.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, you know, you describe your dad that you say he's a great man. He was a college athlete, war hero, doctoral degree, a great father and husband, you know, to his family. And so it didn't seem to square up that someone with this kind of background, that he would reject you and make you feel the way you did. And I think that's probably what added to the pain of what you experienced, right?
Yeah, knowing that my dad was, by all accounts, a great person, and not, you know, it would have made more sense if he was like the Hell's Angel or he was right. You know, some ne'er-do-well, spent half his life in prison. He was the first in his family to go to college. He played football for, at the time it was called Southwest Louisiana Tech. I think now it's called Louisiana Monroe. Mm-hmm. And he was a college athlete, and he actually quit school. When my mom got pregnant, he actually quit school with the intentions of marrying her. And then I think he realized that there were a lot of issues on her side and decided that one mistake, you don't make one mistake to pay for another.
Right.
But he, you know, and I've told him the first time we met, I said, the fact that you didn't marry my mom, I don't blame you for that. So I'm not after that.
Right.
And he, you know, he'd been a school teacher for 35 years. He impacted so like thousands of kids' lives. He was a great father to his two children from his marriage. Mm-hmm. And he didn't have it in his heart to even recognize me. And I it hurt for me. It hurt for my daughter, who really didn't have any grandparents. I mean, her mom's parents were kind of a mess. And, you know, my mother just, that was always toxic. And then my dad just rejected us over and over, and she never met him. I wouldn't let that happen until I felt that he was going to still be there. So at least I spent that much. But, you know, my cousins even said, like, it's just, my dad's name was Bob. It was so against Uncle Bobby's character to do what he did to you. Nobody could ever figure out why he took that attitude towards me. So that, yeah, it's one of those things. I hope I get the chance to ask him in heaven someday. I hope that, but it's done now. There's nothing I can do about it. But it was a mystery. He was a great man. I have to say that. You know, just been great at his dealings with me. But he was a great man.
Well, and for you, you end up getting divorced. Have you remarried?
No, I have not. I stayed single. You know what's funny? I saw on the when Gina sent me the email blast, you had John Schlitt on just before me, I guess.
Right, exactly. Right.
My ex-wife grew up with his daughter. I actually know John.
Oh really? Yeah, he's a dear friend.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
very good.
He's a good guy, yeah. We were actually at his daughter's wedding when we lived in Nashville.
John is a barrel of monkeys. I love being around him because you cannot be depressed around John Schlitt. You know?
And he's a brilliant man, too. A lot of people don't know that he was a geologist for the oil companies before he started singing. Yeah, he's a smart man. No, I'm not remarried. I made the choice early on. My daughter really needed me to herself. And I realized that if I remarried, I would probably more likely marry somebody with children. And most of the time in Tennessee back then, the children were majority of the time with their mother. And I thought, you know, I'm going to be, if I get married, I'll spend more time with somebody else's children than my own. And I don't know how my daughter would handle that.
Exactly.
And I just decided I couldn't do that to her. She needed me to herself. Her mom was making some bad choices, and I had to make some good ones. So, and then all of a sudden you wake up one day and you're 60 and you're not married, and, you know, there's not that many more fish in the sea.
Right. Well, Yogi Berra, it ain't over till it's over is what Yogi says.
That's true.
So you never know. So your daughter now, how old is she?
She just turned 25 in May. She lives here with me. We've been here for 9 years. She moved up here with me.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So
she's working at Liberty, and she's a music major. She's an opera singer. Oh. She's an amazing voice. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, her mother was talented as well, right?
Her mom liked to sing. But I would say that neither one of us gave my daughter her voice. My grandmother, my mother's mom, had a voice like my daughter. My grandmother sang professionally in the 30s. Wow. Back when there were supper clubs, they called them. You know, you would
exactly.
Entertainment. My grandmother sang supper clubs, and so if I can trace my daughter's musical ability to anybody, it's my grandmother. But that's something God gave her on her own, for sure.
So your daughter is going through this experience with you and watching you go through this metamorphosis. What did she tell you what she was observing with you as God was healing you and putting you back together again?
She has noticed a change in me since the book was written. I gave her a copy and she couldn't read it. She told me it was too hard for her to read the first half of it and see what I went through as a child. One of the reasons I wrote this, one of the things that made me realize something was wrong was that I was becoming something that I never was and didn't want to be. I used to joke about being turning into Walt Kowalski from Gran Torino. I just started. Right. I've always been a people person and loved people and outgoing. And it was beyond just an introvert. It was like the misanthrope. Like, I just didn't want to be around anybody anymore. And it was getting grouchy and wanting to fight, you know, and not fight physically, but...
Right.
And I knew that wasn't me, and I needed to get to the bottom of it. And I think she's seen that person go away, and you know, the man that I always had been has kind of come back, so...
Well, what a great story. A story of redemption. A story that a father who leaves the 99 for the one... And who pursues this with his peace. And it's hard to get your brain around this until you've lived it and realized it. And it sounds to me, Craig, that you've experienced this firsthand yourself. Craig Delisio, the author of 6 previous books, including A Ragamuffin's Christmas, Nowhere to Lay My Head, Sometimes Daddies Cry, What a Daddy Really Feels About Divorce, has a B.S. degree from Liberty University in Religion. Craig, thank you for being with us.
Well,
God bless.
And self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.